As Columbus and state officials continue their fight against infant mortality, there's been an increased effort on helping pregnant women who are addicted to drugs. A new Columbus clinic goes a step further by trying to help addicted women avoid pregnancy. For more on the clinic, I caught up with Columbus Public Health Commissioner Dr. Mashika Roberts to ask her just how unique this effort is.
We think it's very unique because it is meeting women where they are and where they have their needs. And so these are women who are dealing with their substance abuse disorder and are focused on healing and recovering from that, and providing them with this healthcare service right there where they are when they need it is perfect to help them really decide when they want to get pregnant or if they want to get pregnant. And this is the first of its kind here in Franklin County, for sure.
So women who were addicted before, who wanted some pregnancy counseling or some birth control, where would they go? Just to Planned Parenthood, or?
Yeah, they would go to Planned Parenthood or any other primary care facility, but it would mean another stop, another appointment. This is a place they have to go to already to get their treatment, and so they're there, they're a captured audience, and they don't need to worry about another bus ride, they don't need to worry about another person to watch their child, and they don't need to fit in another appointment in their day, so they can get it all. You know, it's almost like one-stop shopping.
How many other clinics like this are there in Ohio and around the country?
I believe there's a similar program in Northeast Ohio. I don't really know what else might be going on in Ohio, and I'm sure, I would hope that there's something similar elsewhere in the nation. This is, you know, not new to us. Women of all ages can get pregnant, and we know women have been dealing with substance abuse disorders for a long time. So really trying to make it convenient for them to make the decision of when they want to get pregnant. You know, what we've heard from the clients already has been amazing. You know, they've said, thank you for doing this. You're making it so easy for me. I've been trying to get in to see my OBGYN for months and just haven't been able to schedule it. I don't want to get pregnant again. I already have a 2-year-old and a 3-year-old, and I don't need another one right now. And I think the most memorable comment we heard from one of the clients is someone said, this is perfect, because right now I'm focused on me and on recovering, and I don't need to bring a baby into this world while I'm focused on me.
How many women do you think are impacted by their addictions in pregnancy? Or, you know, are addicted that are facing, you know, the reproductive questions?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I don't know if we actually have a handle of the number of women in Franklin County, because we don't know exactly how many individuals in Franklin County are using or abusing drugs and addicted to drugs. We know that at Comp Drug, they have a population of about 700 women who are eligible to participate in our program. And that's just one treatment facility in Franklin County. So if you think of all the treatment facilities in Franklin County, and then all the women who are not in a treatment facility, who are still using and still dealing with their substance abuse disorder, it's a large number, but unfortunately we don't have the exact number.
And if this is like quite a widespread problem, why is the clinic only open one day a week for 4 hours?
So it's a trial. You know, it's the first of its kind, so we're trying to test the waters to see what the need is. The first day we were open, we had 9 clients come in, and so that's great from our perspective. So we started it as one day a week to see what the interest would be, how busy we would be, and it can always be expanded so that we go more frequently. And in addition to that, we're also looking at other ways that we can, or other places we can go where we can capture the same audience or a similar audience.
Why was the clinic put at that location on Fields Avenue on the north side?
Well, really, it was a partnership between Columbus Public Health, Comp Drug, and Ohio Better Births Outcome. But Comp Drug realized that they had a lot of female clients who had questions or concerns about their reproductive health, and they did not have the expertise to provide that service. It really allows these women in particular to choose to have babies when they're ready, when their bodies are ready, and when they can hopefully carry a baby to term.
Thank you so much. I've been talking with Dr. Mashika Roberts with Columbus Public Health about a new clinic focusing on reproductive health for women addicted to drugs.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.